两个会众，他们语言不一样，文化不一样，但是他们能够在一起同心合意的聚会，是神所祝福的一件事情。
How lovely it is, and God bless us, people of different languages, be able to worship together with one heart and one mind.
我们通常联合聚会的时候，也是我们领圣餐的时候。
And when we have joint worship service, it's also the time we participate in partake the Lord's Supper together.
那领圣餐也是提醒我们，我们都是一家人，是属于神的家庭。
The Lord's Supper reminds us we are all one in God's family.
时间过得很快。
Time flies very fast.
我们已经进入了十二月。
We already entered into the month of December.
你们当中有多少人觉得时间过得很快的举手
？How many people feel that the time flies by fast?
我记得好像我们刚刚才在发林良堂的年历、月历，刚刚才发出来，现在又来统计要有多少人需要。
It seems like not too long ago we just passed on that 2011 calendar, and now people want some of those for 2012.
时间就是一直过去。
The time flies by.
我们进入十二月份的这个十二月份之后，就是进入了圣诞的季节。
As we enter into December, we enter into the Christmas season.
我觉得现在进入圣诞季节更早了。
Now we enter Christmas season even earlier.
从感恩节的半夜就开始了。
It starts with Thanksgiving night.
从那个黑色星期五的早晨就开始，是不是
？It starts with Black Friday.
哇，这个感恩节还没完呢，大家就跑去买东西。
We are not even done with Thanksgiving. We are hurried to go to the store and buy things.
所以很多人感恩节完了都累得要死。
So many people are very tired from Thanksgiving.
你说他为什么那么累呀、啊、
？You may say why they're so tired.
因为他整个晚上都没睡觉。
Because they didn't sleep all night.
他都在那不同的洞里面在血拼啊，拼命买呀、啊。
Yeah, waiting in long lines, trying to get into the door to buy cheap stuff.
我在预计啊。
I predict.
到圣诞节更累。
I think once we reach Christmas, it will be even tiring.
经济越坏，人买东西的欲望越大。
As the economy gets worse,
people desire to buy cheaper stuff more. It's a cheaper stuff. It's not the things.所以很多时候我们不太知道到底在为什么过这个圣诞节。
So that all time we don't understand why we are spending this time to celebrate Christmas.
我做牧师二十五年。
I've been a pastor for 25 years.
我坦白告诉你。
I tell you.
Frankly.
I tell you.
做牧师的一想到圣诞节就很累。
A pastor when he thinks about Christmas.He gets very tired.
因为要需要好多的节目。
Because they need to plan for a lot of programs.
所以我们今年没什么节目。
So this year we don't have many programs.
不是 not many, 根本没有节目。
It's not many, no program.
我们今年唯一的节目就是请主耶稣来。
The only program we have is to invite Jesus to come.
这是不是最重要的？
Isn't that the most important?
很多人圣诞节忙东忙西忙南忙北忙得要死累得要死，后来过去说，哎，总算过去了。
A lot of people are so busy with this and that, and they're so happy when it's over.
为什么庆祝圣诞节? Who cares?
A lot of people don't care why we celebrate Christmas.
圣诞节什么意义?也不知道。
They don't even understand what is the meaning of Christmas.
我看到现在这个中国也好像追上这个风啊，也是耶诞节，哇，很厉害啊。
So in China, they want to celebrate Christmas too.
我去中国的时候也问那些年轻人说，你们为什么庆祝这个节
日？ So I asked the young people in China when I was there, why do you celebrate Christmas?
他说我们也搞不清楚。
Oh, we don't know either.
反正大家都庆祝。
Because everybody celebrates.
弄灯啊。
Oh, we have the lights.
送卡、e 卡什么卡。
We send e cards, Christmas cards.
跳舞啊。
We dance.
好玩嘞。
It's fun.
管他那么多。
Who cares?
就是安慰从中国来的。
I comfort those who come from China.
你不要太难过。
I don't feel bad.
这边美国人也差不多。
Americans, it's about the same.
他们也搞不清是怎么回事。
They are not sure why they celebrate Christmas.
现在根本到了圣诞节，你都不能讲它是圣诞节，现在变成 season's greeting.
When you come to Christmas, you couldn't even say Merry Christmas. You had to say season's greeting.
变成 holiday greeting.
It's Happy Holiday.
这是什么 holiday? 什么事情也不管它。
Who cares what kind of holiday it is?
所以我就讲到圣诞节，我要讲一个特别主题，就是圣诞的真盼望。
So I wanted to speak on the topic, the true hope of Christmas.
到底圣诞节的真盼望是什么？
What is the true hope of Christmas?
我现在特别要讲清楚。
want to say clearly.
不管你从哪里来,
no matter where you come from.
真正圣诞节意义是什么?
I want to introduce to you the true meaning of Christmas.
圣诞节不是说有一个圣诞老公公从北极跑来把礼物给人家说吼吼吼。
It's not about a Santa Claus from North Pole come and give you a lot of gifts and say ho ho ho.
现在的小孩都以为圣诞节是圣诞老公公说ho ho ho。
A lot of kids think Christmas is all about Santa Claus come with gifts and say ho ho ho.
那不是圣诞节。
That is not Christmas.
圣诞节是纪念
Christmas is to remember the birth of a person called Jesus Christ. Some people say, I'm against celebrating Christmas. How do you know that Jesus was born on that day? I don't think that's important. The most important thing is that Jesus was born. He came to this world. He was the Son of God. He came to reveal God himself. Christmas is talking about how God loves you and care about you and me. He did not forget you. He personally came to this world. He wanted to solve the most important problem of man. Men are lost. They don't know why they live for. God wants to show men the answer to this question. So Jesus came to reveal God himself and to reconcile man to God. This is the true meaning of Christmas. So where is the true hope of Christmas?
It
is in the person of Jesus Christ. The most important thing is to know Jesus.
我今天讲的题目是主耶稣是生命的粮。
Today I'm going to speak on Jesus as the bread of life.
我在未来这圣诞节四个礼拜, 我们要从约翰福音不同的经文来认识主耶稣。
This month of December, every week I'll speak on a different angle about Jesus from the Gospels of John.
我们现在来读这一段经文好吗?
Let's read this passage, today's passage.
把经文打出来, 约翰福音第六章,
John chapter 6,
24节到36节,
verse 24 to 36.
我们都站起来念好吧?
Let's stand and read this passage together.
你用什么话念都没关系, 就照你的话语, 我们一起来念。
Read it in your own language.
但是要专心的念, 你要知道整个故事在讲什么。
But read it with your heart.
我待会的信息完全是根据这个经文来讲。
I'll be speaking this message based upon this passage.
好，我们一起来念24节。 众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里, 就上了船, 往加百农去找耶稣。 既在海那边找着了, 就对他说, 拉比是几时到这里来的? 耶稣回答说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 你们找我并不是因见了神迹, 乃是因吃饼得饱。 不要为那必坏的食物劳力, 要为耶稣那存到永生的食物劳力, 就是人子要赐给你们的, 因为人子是父神所印证的。 众人问他说, 我们当行什么才算做神的功呢? 耶稣回答说, 信神所差来的, 这就是做神的功。 他们又说, 你行了什么神迹, 叫我们看见你就信你, 你到底做什么事呢? 他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。 耶稣说, 我实在地告诉你们, 那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的, 我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。他们说，主啊，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你在我们当中。
Because you are with us. You gave us this, your word. May you open up your word to us. Now we can know you. That you are the bread of life. We want to receive you.
支持者。
To be our life's sustainer.
真正能让我们 得到永生。
That we can truly have eternal life.
祷告奉主名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
就刚才我所讲的。
What I have just said.
我会根据这段圣经来讲。
I will speak from this passage.
我就想请那个陈玉把它再打到二十四节去，好吗？好，我们在这段圣经，我首先要来聊，要跟大家讲一下这段圣经的背景是什么。
Let's. I want to tell you about the background of this passage.
我们如果要了解一段圣经的真正的意思
，We want to know the true meaning of a passage.
我们要知道这段圣经的前后上下文是在讲什么。
We need to know the text before and after.
那你就说这段圣经的背景是什么呢？
You may ask, what is the background of this passage?
那背景就是主耶稣在加利利海的海边的山区跟门徒在一起。
So when Jesus was with his disciples on the mountain by the Sea of Galilee,
主耶稣跟他的门徒有一个小小的退休会 retreat.
So Jesus had a little retreat with his disciples.
但是他们没有办法很安静的在那里。
But they cannot be there quietly.
因为有很多人来找他。
Because many people come to find them.
你们当中对圣经熟的，我就想问你，为什么那么多人来找耶稣？
For the people who are familiar with the Bible, why a lot of people?
他们为什么要来找耶稣？
People coming after them. Why do they come to seek Jesus?
看神迹哦，还有呢？
They come to see miracles.
Okay, 要吃饭。
They
have
food to eat.
这个很重要，这个很重要。
That's very important.
你们都很了解这些群众。
So you understand the crowd.
很多人就来找耶稣。
Many people come to seek Jesus.
因为耶稣医了，圣经上说耶稣医治各样的疾病。
Because the Bible said Jesus healed many diseases.
所以他们就来跟他。
So they come after him.
啊，主耶稣很爱他们。
But Jesus loved them very much.
主耶稣没有说，哎呀，你们真烦呐。
Jesus said, oh, you guys are so annoying.
给我一点时间嘛。
Give me some time.
我难得休息一下。
Can I rest for a little bit?
圣经上说主耶稣就很爱他们。
The Bible said Jesus loves them.
主耶稣就教导他们天国的道理。
So Jesus taught them about the kingdom of God.
后来天就晚了。
Then the day become dark.
那主耶稣的门徒啊，他们很聪明，他说，哎呀，老师你赶快叫他们赶快回家了，他们自己想办法，这么多人，我们怎么能，我没办法给他饭食的。
So the Jesus disciples are very smart. They told Jesus, disperse the crowd, let them go home. It's getting dark.
但是圣经上说主耶稣怜悯他们。
But the Bible said that Jesus had compassion on them.
主耶稣就用了五个大麦饼跟两条鱼注泻了，分开了，然后就让一万人都吃饱。
So Jesus used five loaves of bread and two fishes, blessed it, and gave it to the crowd to eat.
我在想说，每次在研究圣经到那个地方，很多人都问这问题：说主耶稣是怎么让一万人吃饱的
？And many people when they study this passage, they ask how did Jesus fit all these people with five loaves of bread to fish？
特别那些是专修理工的，很科学性头脑，他说是怎么分的？
It's,
是在分的时候就一万人呢，还是注泻的时候变呢，还是怎么样的？他们一直在问这个问题。
So those people ask are those people with logical mind？They're asking, well, how did he did it? Is it during when he break the bread or after he distributed or what?
我就想跟大家讲，这个根本就不重要。
I want to tell everybody, this is not important.
最重要的是他用很少的五饼二鱼，他让一万人吃饱。
The most important point is that he used very little things, five loaves of bread and two fish to feed 10,000.
这也是很多基督徒啊，我不是说非基督，很多基督徒的问题。
This is also the question that many.Christians ask.
当你求上帝来帮助你的时候
When you ask God to help you,
你老是在想上帝要用什么方法帮助
You keep thinking, how is God going to help you?
你们有没有听过这样的事情啊
Have you heard about this?
很多基督徒祷告求上帝帮助他
Many Christians pray that God will help them.
然后他就开始不能睡觉
Then he started having insomnia.
他老是在想上帝到底用什么方法来帮助
Keep thinking about with what methods God going to help you.
那个根本不重要。
But that's not important.
最重要，你要相信上帝能帮助你。Amen.
Most important is that you believe that God can help you.
如果上帝比你更能干，他是无所不知、无所不能，他一定有办法能帮助你。
If God is omniscient and omnipotent, of course He can help you.
所以，不但他们吃饱了
，Not only they had their fill,
他们还有to go啊。
They also have to go.
哎呀，这是中国人最喜欢的。
This is what Chinese really like.
吃饱了以后还有剩下。
After you have eaten full, you have to go.
请问那个五千人、一万人吃饱以后还剩多少的鱼跟饼啊
How much left after the 10,000 people ate the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish?
12 篮子.
12 baskets full of food left over. 不要浪费啊. And Jesus said, don't waste it.
所以有人说我每次去吃饭都打包,
so when I go to eat, I have leftover, I have it to go because I'm following biblical examples.
不要浪费啊.
Don't waste it.
所以这些群众突然之间就他们就对主耶稣很疯狂了.
So these crowd become very interested, curious about Jesus.
Interest, very crazy about Jesus.
Crazy about.
他们都变成他们的粉丝了.
He become their bread.
他们非常不是 bread, 他们的 fan.
Oh. I thought 粉丝 is like vermicelli.
你说牧师，你有什么圣经根据？因为我都是根据圣经讲的嘛。
Well, okay, Pastor, what's the biblical basis for that?
因为你去看圣经，他们一直跟着耶稣啊。
Because you look at the scripture, they keep following Jesus.
耶稣坐船走，他们也跟着走。
Jesus led by the boat, they keep following him with the boats.
我就想问大家，为什么这些群众那么疯狂的要跟耶稣？
Why these people are so crazy to follow Jesus?
我常常觉得我们基督徒都没有像这些群众这样。
I feel like a lot of us Christians
are crazy about Jesus.
Not crazy about Jesus.
请问他们为什么那么疯狂对主耶稣？
May I ask why they're so crazy about Jesus?
为什么？ 看见神迹。
Because they saw miracles. What else? Because they had a fill, they could eat.
真正原因在这，是跟耶稣有饭吃啊。
With Jesus, you can have food to eat.
没有那么深呢。
Not that deep.
他们也不是看神迹, 他们是有饭吃。
They don't look at miracles, they look at food to eat.
我不晓得那时候的这个失业率多高。
I don't know how high is the unemployment at that time.
我想最少 50%
以上。 I bet at least 50% unemployment.
你说牧师有什么证据啊？
Pastor, what evidence do you have?
因为每次耶稣讲到那么多人来,
because every time Jesus preached, so many people come.
我相信耶稣讲到都是在 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday 讲道。
I'm sure Jesus preaches from Monday through Friday.
那个时候大家要上班的,
people have to work during those days.
没事干,
those people have nothing to do.
所以他才来听耶稣讲道。
So that's why they come to hear Jesus.
如果他去工作, 一定就不会听耶稣讲道。
If they are working, they won't have time to come to hear Jesus.
所以跟耶稣有好处啊。
So it's beneficial to be with Jesus.
瞎子一样就可以看见了。
If you are blind, you can see.
瘸子就可以走路了。
The lame can walk.
那省了多少钱啊?
That can save a lot of money.
那时候都没有医院了, 那瞎子一被瞎了, 哇, 这免费, 耶稣也没有charge啊。
At that time, there's no hospital, and the blind gets healed, and it's free too.
跟耶稣在一起还有好的故事听。
And be with Jesus, you have a lot of good stories to hear.
耶稣很会讲故事。
Jesus is very good in telling stories.
听完了以后,
and after you hear him tell stories, you have food to eat.
还不收奉献。
And no no donations need to be made.
是完全免费的。
It's all free.
所以他们很高兴。
So they are very happy.
他们太crazy了。
They are crazy about him.
他们真的觉得耶稣好。
They say Jesus is good. So they want Jesus to be a king. If Jesus is here today, everyone will want him to be the president.
是不是啊?
Is that right?
美国现在最重要的几个议题, 一个就是健保的问题。
The important issue right now America is debating on is the medical reform, health care reform.
那个总统只能最多让全民有 health care.
The most president can do is that everybody have health care.
但是主耶稣可以给你 health.
But Jesus can give you health.
你不需要 care, 他就给你
health. You don't need health care, you need health.
对不对?
He can give you health.
主耶稣还可以有给人家免费的饭吃。
And Jesus can give people free meals.
所以我们不选他做总统,
if you don't want to elect him as president, of course you want to support a person like that.
请问圣经上怎么讲?
What did the Bible say?
他们要拥戴他做王。
They force him to be king.
那他有没有说, 哎呀太好了。
Did you say, oh, great, I came to be your king? The Bible
says
that Jesus withdrew himself to the mountain to pray.
我就想问大家,
why did Jesus did not agree with them about becoming their king?
这边人好像圣经比较熟, 问这边的,
I'll ask this 为什么? Section. Why?
You can answer in English.
Looking at Chelsea.
这种翻译的, 我没讲这意思。 为什么耶稣拒, 啊, 这边也可以参加了。
Okay,
为什么耶稣拒绝让他们, 让他, 拥戴他做王，为什么？
So why did Jesus reject?
那不是刚好吗？主耶稣来做世界王，要改变世界，为什么不让他？他们为什么？
Why Jesus didn't want them to make him king?
啊？
Because his purpose is not to become king.
时间还没到。
Because time is not fulfilled yet.
你们都没有回答到关键处。好，不是做世界的王，再稍微靠近。
Sent him not to be the king of a physical kingdom. He came for.
我告诉你，因为主耶稣不相信民主制度。
Because pastor say he doesn't believe that Jesus believed in
democracy. 因为他做王不是因为大家选出来的。
Because if he become king, it's not because he was elected.
你听到我讲的没有？我不是反对民主，我是说这个主权的问题。
This is the authority.
主耶稣的主权不是因为大家说啊，你饭吃，让我们有饭吃，我们很高兴选你，过两天你就下台，不是这样来的。
Jesus' authority doesn't come from people who elect him and say, "Hey."
他的权柄是从神来的。
His authority came from God the Father.
他就是做王，也不是要靠大家去选他的。
If he is the king, he doesn't need to be elected.
所以主耶稣在今天也不会选总统，你放心。
So if Jesus here, he won't run for presidency.
你们懂我的意思吧？
You understand what I mean?
所以主耶稣就躲起来了。
So Jesus hid himself.
那天晚上他在山顶上祷告。
So he went to the mountain and prayed.
然后呢，到了半夜，他就从湖上走过去。
So around midnight, he walked on the water.
哇，真是特异功能呢，从湖上走过去。
This is very
Special.
Special.
然后他就走到门徒的船上去。
So he walked toward the boat, disciples' boat.
圣经上说，主耶稣把门徒差叫他们先往加百农去。
And Jesus said, "Go ahead to Capernaum."
然后到半夜，主耶稣从湖上走过去的时候，那时候湖面上有大风大浪。
So when Jesus was walking on water, it was a big storm.
那个门徒非常害怕。
So the disciples were very scared.
他们以为耶稣是鬼。
They thought Jesus was a ghost.
主耶稣说：“你们不要害怕，是我。”
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, it's me."
他们一听到是主耶稣，非常开心。
When they heard that it's Jesus, they were very happy.
耶稣一上了船，就平静风跟浪。
When Jesus got into the boat, the storm was calm.
然后他们就到加百农去了。
So they went to Capernaum.
他们到了加百农。
When I arrived in Capernaum,
哎呀，又是人山人海，好多人又在那等耶稣。
There's a crowd waiting for them.
这就是今天这段经文的背景。
So this is the background of today's passage.
主耶稣无论到哪里都被极大的群众所包围。
So wherever Jesus goes, a crowd follows him and surrounds him. So surrounded him.
他们为什么要追主耶稣呢？
Why do they want to go after Jesus?
我刚才问过你们。
I just asked you.
正确的答案是什么呢？
What is the right answer?
主耶稣一见到他们就坦白跟他们讲。
So when Jesus saw them, he told them bluntly.
你们来找我。不是为了神迹奇事啊。
You came not because of the miracles.
你们来找我就是要有饭吃啊。
You came because you had your fill.
加崩啊。
You had your rice. No, you have your bread and fish.
主耶稣就是一语就道破了。
So, Jesus knew their motive of coming to him.
我就问大家。
I ask every one of you.
吃饭是不是很重要的事？
It's important to have food to eat.
那些不重要，你待会中午就不要吃啊。
You don't think it's important? You can skip lunch today.
请问吃饭是不是件很重要的事？请回答好不好
？Is having meals very important?
那没有什么对与错，你觉得重不重要
？There's no right and wrong with this.
如果你不吃饭，会有怎么样的结果
？If you don't eat, what kind of result do you have?
那要 depend 看你多久不吃饭。
It depends on how long you
是不是
don't have food.
有人为了减肥身段，他们很久不吃或吃很少。
A lot of people because want to lose weight, they eat very little or don't.
今天在美国，人们最关心的议题是什么
？What's the most urgent issue that people deal with today?
就是经济的问题。
It's the economy.
这经济还是讲的太斯文了，就是有没有工作的问题。
Do you have work?
那讲工作了还是太斯文了，其实就是有没有饭吃的问题。
Actually, having work has to do with, do you have food to eat?
美国下一个总统就是要让大家有饭吃，能吃得好，经济稳定的就会选上总统。
So the next president, if he can give people food and stabilize the economy, he'll be elected.
所以吃饭其实是很重要的一个问题。
So it's very important to have food to eat.
吃饭只是一个代表一个人生在世界上生存的问题。
The food represents a need that people have to survive in this life.
当人们生活困苦，没有饭吃的时候， 他们就要怎么样？要示威。
When life's hard and no food to eat, they will have protests.
现在最时髦的字就是占领。
Right now, the most popular is protest.
Popular word is occupy.
Occupy. To
我要占领你。
I want to occupy.
我没有饭吃，我就要来占领你。
I don't have food to eat, and I'll occupy.
所以那个占领运动一开始的时候。
So when the Occupy movement started,
我那时候看那个网站上到处都是占领。
So many people just occupy.
这个台北也占领, 香港也占领, 到处都在占领。
台北, Hong Kong, they all have Occupy movement.
讲了很多很多。
It talk a lot.
主要的就是,
the important point they try to communicate.
就是你们那些统治的那 1%有钱的, 要讲, 想到我们 99% 要有饭吃啊。
That 10% of you who are rich need to consider about 90% who don't have food to eat.
你让我们要有饭吃，不然我们就要造反。
If you don't give us food to eat, we're gonna rebel.
所以吃饭是很重要的事。
So food is a very important thing.
所以在某一个城市，我蛮同情这些群众，他们去追耶稣是对的。
So in some way, I do sympathize with the crowd that they go after Jesus to have food to eat.
因为他们找到一个长期饭票。
Because they have a long meal ticket.
翻得非常好, long meal ticket. 后来主耶稣就当他们来找主耶稣，主耶稣就跟他提出一个很重要的议题。
So when they come to seek Jesus, Jesus asked them a very important question.
主耶稣提出一个就是必坏的食物和存到永生的食物。
Jesus talked to them about perishable food and food that endures for eternity.
从现在开始你要仔细的听，这非常的重要。
From now on, it's very important that you need to listen carefully.
主耶稣说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那 存到永生的食物劳力。
Jesus said, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures for to eternal life."
必坏的食物是指我们每天所吃所喝的，因为这些东西都会坏掉，对不对？
The food that spoils are the food that we eat every day that are perishable.
很多人都不吃剩饭剩菜的。
People don't eat leftovers.
因为他们觉得那剩饭剩饭就不新鲜的吃，不好会让你有癌症。
They feel that leftovers are not fresh and it's not good for you and might get cancer.
世界上的食物都会坏掉。
All the food of the world will perish.
问题是主耶稣这里讲存到永生的食物是什么呢？
But what did Jesus mean by food that endures to eternal life?
耶稣的意思不是说那食物里面有 preservative, 说不会坏。
It doesn't mean that food has preservative, that it doesn't go bad.
那就吃生命面就好了。
And you just eat ramen.
主耶稣不是讲那个。
Jesus not talking about that.
那我们看看主耶稣是讲什么呢？
What is Jesus talking about?
第27节说，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。 也是人子，就是指主耶稣，就是我要赐给你们的，因为我是父上帝所印证的。Jesus
said, "Work for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man, that refers to Jesus, will give you. For in Him, God the Father has placed His seal of approval."
主耶稣并没有明确告诉众人那个永生的食物是什么。Jesus
didn't clearly tell the crowd what it means of the food that endures to eternal life. He promised that he will give them that food that endures to eternal life. In this most crucial time, when Jesus was about to give them the answer, the crowd changed the subject. You notice this?
很多时候,
Many times,
当上帝要跟你讲最重要关键的时候,
when God want to tell you the most important thing,
就像牧师现在对你讲到最关键的时候,
when, just like me, a pastor is going to tell you the most important thing,
你就马上头脑想别的事情,
then your brain, your thought turn to other things.
我们中午到底今天是什么菜?
I wonder, what kind of lunch are we having today?
我下午要去做什么?
This afternoon, what I'm going to do.
这些众人也是一样,
the crowd do the same thing.
他们就在这最关键的时候,
so in this most important time,
突然就, 就问一个看起来很属灵的问题。
Ask a very seemingly a very spiritual question.
我说我们当做什么才是做上帝的工呢?
What must we do to do the work of God, or do the work God requires?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣非常有智慧。
Jesus has wisdom in answering this question.
不管你问什么问题,
no matter what question you ask,
我的答案都是一样的。
My question, my answer is always the same.
主耶稣说什么呢?
What did Jesus say?
如果说你们当信,
when you believe,
我是上帝所差来的, 他说我,
to believe in the one he has sent,
就是讲他自己,
is talking about himself,
就是做上帝的工,
The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent.
这些众人, 他们又换一个话题, 就说, 哎呀, 到底要做什么? 才是做上帝的工, 他说, 你信我, 是上帝派来的,
so the crowd changed the topic and said, what must we do to do the work of God that he requires? And Jesus answered, the work of God is that to believe in the one he has sent.
这些犹太人不服气,
the Jews didn't agree with that.
那凭什么要信你,
what should we believe that you are the one that God has sent?
你做一个神迹,
why don't you do a miracle to let us see?
我就信,
and I'll believe.
今天是不是很多人信耶稣也是要这样, 要信耶稣, 上帝弄一个神迹,
that's that's the same with a lot of people today. You give me a miracle, then I'll believe.
我再跟大家温习一下,
let me review with you. 这些人为什么要来跟耶稣啊? Why did these people come to follow Jesus?
对,但是他们也是看过耶稣行神迹, 是不是?
And they have seen Jesus' miracles.
耶稣刚刚行了一个神迹,
Jesus performed a miracle.
五饼二鱼让一万人吃饱,
to feed 10,000 with 5 loaves of bread.
请问你还要看什么神迹?
So what more miracles do you need?
你们用五饼二鱼让多少人吃饱啊?
Can you feed with 5 loaves of bread and 2
fish? 你说牧师连我一个人都吃不饱,
我吃好多。 You can say, even by myself, I won't be full with that.
请问这些众人看过主耶稣行的神迹没有?
Did these crowd have seen Jesus' miracles?
Answer in English. Did they see Jesus perform miracle? 他们看了很多,
they have seen a lot.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
朋友们,
friends,
你就是看到神的神迹, 你也不见得会信神。
By seeing a lot of miracles, not necessarily mean that you will believe in God.
其实神在你生命里面已经做了很多神迹。
Actually, God has performed many miracles in your life.
什么叫做神迹啊?
What is miracle?
神所做的一切都是神迹, amen?
Everything that God doing in your life is miracle.
昨天晚上我去合一小组参加他们的聚会。
Yes, I attended a Unity cell group.
我请他们每个人讲一些感恩的事情。
I asked each one to share a thankful thing.
很多人就分享啊。
Many shared.
哦,神怎么样救他们?
How God delivered them.
这就是神迹啊。
This is miracle.
这些人早就看了神迹。These
people have seen miracles.
他们真的跟耶稣除了要饭吃饱, 其实也因为是神迹的缘故。
Not only they want to have food to eat, they also want to see miracles.
所以我们看到, 一个人有没有看到神迹并不能决定他信不信主耶稣。
By seeing God's miracles, that's a necessary determinant that this person will believe in Jesus.
一个人信主耶稣是他看到这个神迹以后,他对这个神迹的解释跟他对这神迹的反应是不是正确,会决定他会不会信。
How this person interpret the miracle he has seen and how he responds to this miracle will determine whether he will believe in Jesus.
所以他们还是不信。
So they still don't believe.
他们又转他的话题了。
So they changed the topic again.
他们现在讲的话题越来越远越来越大。 他说我们祖宗在旷野的时候吃过玛纳, 如经上写的说, 他从天上赐下粮给他们吃。
Okay, they said, our ancestor ate the manna in the wilderness as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.
这边犹太人只是说他们的先祖在旷野40年的时间, 上帝用一种东西赐给他们东西叫做玛拉来养他们40年。
So the Jews' ancestors, when they were in the wilderness for 40 years, God fed them and their earthly bread, not spiritual bread.
最少100万人。
So for at least a million people.
40年。
For 40 years.
用一种东西叫做玛拉。
Give them a bread called manna.
是从天上降下来的。
Came down from heaven.
是一种白色的, 好像蜂蜜的味道的一种, 一种像煎饼一样的一种东西, 很好吃的。
So it looked like a white honey flavor wafer.
你说牧师你也没吃过, 你怎么知道很好吃的?
Well, Pastor, you have never eaten one of those. How do you know it's very delicious?
我想他们可以吃40年还不错的。
If they can eat that for 40 years, I'm sure it's not too bad.
因为我相信上帝供应是最好的。
Because I believe that what God provided was the best.
你们同意就大声说 Amen. Those who agree God provide the best, say Amen.
If you agree with me, say Amen, loudly.
Amen. 上帝不会把那used过再给你啊, 他用不完破破烂烂给你, no.
God will not give you the leftovers or the worst.
所以你们奉献给神也不要给破破烂烂的。
So when you give God the best, give God offering, don't give him your leftovers.
Amen.
Amen. Our God is a very generous God. He's a very abundant.
刚才我们唱的诗歌, right? The song we sing just now.
When we just sing the songs,
它是超过你所需要，不是只有刚刚好而已。
He give you more than enough.
对, more than enough. Amen. 所以上帝供应他们40年。 食物叫玛拿, 非常好的食物,
so God provided for them for 40 years bread from heaven called manna.
他们就提出这个事情来,
so they bring out this issue.
他们为什么讲这个事呢?
Why did they mention about this?
因为这些犹太人想的还是吃的东西,
because they are still thinking about food.
他们从头到尾, 我再跟你们讲啊, 他们从头到尾都是在想吃的东西, 这一段经文,
yeah, thinking about food from the beginning till the end.
所以你会看到这些犹太人 跟主耶稣他们在不同的星球上,
so you can see the Jews and Jesus are on different planes.
他们老是想吃的,
yeah, thinking about physical food.
不是现在吃的, 就是以前我们祖先吃的,
they think about what the ancestor has ate.
然后他还特别讲说, 这些食物是从天上特别下来的,
and they mentioned that this food is from, came down from heaven.
我为了省时间,
I want to save time.
我就直接地讲,
I tell you directly.
主耶稣就回答说,
Jesus replied to them,
其实你们那个食物不是摩西给你们的,
actually the bread you mentioned is not what Moses gave you.
是上帝从天上给你们的,
it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven.
但是上帝从天上给你的东西也不是天上的粮, 是上帝从天上给你地上可以吃的粮,
what God given you was from heaven, but is food.
我讲得很深哦,
I'm talking very deep here.
如果你听不懂是正常的,
if you don't understand, it's natural.
那些 犹太人, 我待会你就知道为什么讲的, 我讲的都有用, 你再仔细听, 犹太人想到的都是生存的问题,
so what the Jews are thinking about is about things for survival.
这个犹太人就是你跟我,
and this is you and me.
我们常常在想生存的问题,
we are always thinking about how to survive.
我一点都不怪你,
I don't blame you.
我也在想生存的问题,
I'm also thinking about survival.
但是主耶稣说这是不够的,
Jesus said, this is not enough.
这不是你活在世界上的目的,
this is not the purpose for your living.
仔细听我讲, 这非常重要,
this is very important.
你刚才都在睡觉, 现在要醒来了,
if you have been sleeping, you gotta wake up now.
人活在世界上不是为了吃什么喝什么 穿什么 去哪里 投资, 不是为这个活的,
okay, we are not on earth just to worry about what to eat, what to drink, what job to have, where to live.
这就是犹太人他们的困难,
this is what the Jews struggle with.
所以他们跟耶稣沟不通啊, 他们讲不来啊,
so that's why they cannot communicate with Jesus.
所以主耶稣所讲的不能毁坏的食物是什么?
So what did Jesus meant by that food that's incorruptible?
他其实在讲他自己,
he's talking about himself.
所以主耶稣就讲到说, 哦, 只有上帝从天上赐的真粮给你们, 那个才是真的天粮, 那他们马上就说, 请你尝尝给我这个天粮, 他们又是想到吃的。
Yeah, Jesus said, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And so they say, sir, always give us this bread. So Jesus answered them,
我就是生命的粮, 到我这来的必定不饿, 信我的永远不渴。
Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
犹太人的困境也是你我的困境。
The Jewish struggle is also our struggle.
就是我们被现实生活所需要的一切所困住。
We are trapped by the reality of our needs for survival.
我就想问你一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
你为什么活在这世界上?
Why do you live on earth?
有一个人回答得很深。
One person replied deeply.
他回答得很深, 但是没有答案。
He replied profoundly, but don't have an answer.
他说田牧师我有什么办法?
He said, Pastor, what can I do?
我爸妈也没有得到我同意, 他就把我生下来。
My parents didn't get my permission to be born.
这是什么论呢?
So what kind of thinking is this?
这是无可奈何论。 我来到世界上也不是由我决定, 对不对? 我爸妈两个, 诶, 他们就生我下来了, 我就来到这世界上。
I didn't decide my birth. I didn't determine my birth. I just came.
By the cooperation of my mother and my father. Operation. 弟兄姊妹们, 朋友们,
brothers, sisters, and friends. Why do we live on earth?
你这么辛苦的工作,
you work so hard for what? The answer to this question is very important.
这个答案你没有,
if you don't have the answer to this question,
you just survive. You just exist.
Jesus is saying, do not struggle for survival. I have more than just survival for you. And that is me. I am the bread of life. When a person hears about this, they just don't agree.
你是什么有生命的粮?
Who said that you are the bread of life?
那我就来解释了。
But let me explain.
主耶稣说他是生命的粮是什么意思?
What does Jesus mean that he is the bread of life?
We know
that bread is a very important substance
for life. 你如果不吃东西,你不吃粮食,不吃饭,你就会死掉。
If you don't eat, you will die.
主耶稣是生命的粮,换句话说,主耶稣是一个人全人生存的终极要素,就是主耶稣。
So Jesus said he's the bread of life, that he's the most important thing for survival.
For life.
Most people hear this, they don't believe this. Because they have not experienced Jesus Christ. When God made man, he made man in three parts.
有体、有魂、有灵。
Body, soul, and spirit.
你外面看到今天我在外面讲话，这就是我的身体。
When you see me, you see my body.
我还有里面最深处有一个灵, 是神所放在里面的一个永恒的灵。
So my innermost being is the spirit, the inner spirit that God has placed inside me.
每一个人都有灵啊。
Every person has spirit.
因为人会想到永恒。
Because people will think about eternity.
人会想到不朽。
Men will think about immortality.
这个是有人有灵在里面。
Because we have soul and spirit inside of us.
还有人, 神让人能够跟灵界的事情相通。
And God allow man, the soul and spirit have communication.
我们是不是在网站上, 在这个报纸上常常看到灵异事件, right? 灵异, spiritual
like
thing.
In the media, we see a lot, there are many things. There are many articles about spiritual sphere.
在中国还有说所谓的特异功能，是不是？ 特异功能。
So in China,
they have special talent. 那他们可以做很多在灵界里面的事情。
So they can do a lot of things in the spiritual realm.
然后连接人的体跟灵的，就是我们的魂。
So our soul sort of connect our body to the spirit.
The function, 我们这个soul的这个作用是什么呢? 就是你的理性, 你的感情, 跟你的意志。
So the soul is composed of our mind, will, and emotion.
你今天早上头脑思想了一下。
So as your brain think a little bit,
你说我决定今天早上来参加这个。
This morning I decided to come to church.
所以你的body就要跟着你的soul的决定要过来。
So your body had to follow what your brain says.
那你来到这里以后,
and when you come, after you come here,
你看到这些圣诞树,
and you saw these Christmas decorations,
看到这些灯,
and you saw the lights,
你觉得蛮温暖的,
and your heart feels very warm.
你刚才听这个敬拜赞美带唱歌,
and then we see, saw our worship leader led in worship.
奇怪,他的中文怎么就那么一点, 讲了那么一点。
And you wonder how come his Chinese is only a little bit?
因为他都是靠拼音, 他是用念拼音的。
Because he used pinyin to pronounce it.
他都不太知道他在唱什么。
He doesn't know what he's singing about.
他知道在英文他唱什么。
He know what he's singing in English.
但是他唱中文都是凭信心唱的。
But he sing it in Chinese by faith.
所以你有很多的感觉。
So you have a lot of feelings.
那你现在又听田牧师讲道,
and now you're listening to Pastor Tian.
你说他讲话很幽默嘛?
He said, he's pretty humorous.
但是他讲很多,我都不知道他在讲什么。
But he's saying a lot of things I don't understand.
你是思想的,他为什么讲那东西我都不懂呢?
And you might think, how come a lot of things he says I don't understand?
因为我讲很多是关于灵界的事情。
Because I speak about spiritual things.
就像主耶稣对犹太人讲说, 我是生命的粮。
Just like Jesus told the Jews, I am the bread of life.
所以我们人有这三部分。
So man is composed of these three different parts.
主耶稣说, 我是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
主耶稣要讲到我们生命里面 还有一个非常重要的部分, 就是你的灵的部分。
So Jesus is referring to a very important part of you, which is that your spirit part.
我们人都是常常为我们身体的部分在奋斗。
Most of us are struggle for the needs of our body.
尤其是现在美国经济这么不景气的时候。
Especially when economy is bad.
但是主耶稣今天要对你我说,
But today Jesus wants to tell you and me,
我是真的很诚心对你们说,
I sincerely tell you,
不管你是不是基督徒,
No wonder you are a believer,
你已经做基督徒很多年也一样,
Or you have been a believer for a long time,
我要问你一个问题,
I want to ask you a question,
你为什么而活?
What do you live for?
你为什么而活?
Why do you live?
这个非常重要,
This is very important.
主耶稣说我是,
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的,
Those who come to me
必定不饿,
we will not go hungry.
信我的,
believe in me
永远不可,
will never be thirsty again.
所以主耶稣讲到这里就说, 他是真正能满足你灵里面需要的那一位。
So Jesus saying himself, he is the one who can truly satisfy the needs of your spirit.
我现在就问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question.
当你非常的 stress out 的时候, 你压力很大的时候, 请问你用什么方法来解压? 我问,
When you are very stressed, what do you do to release your stress or relieve your stress?
Aaron, 你怎么解压? 我现在给你压力。
Aaron, how do you reduce your stress?
你怎么解压?
Well, I don't have too much stress.
这叫四两拨千斤。
Winnie, do you have stress?
你怎么解压? 哎, 要诚实哦。
You have to be honest. How do you relieve your stress?
你碰到很大压力, 你怎么样来?
You face a lot of reduce. Pressure, stress. How do you relieve your stress?
一开始是想,
I try to find a solution fast. 我没有跟他先讲过要他表演，这是他真正的回答。After talking to many people, I still finally come to God himself.
This is not prearranged.
Okay, that's her true answer.
何维，你怎么样？
Herway, how do you
减压？你不要跟我说你没有压力啊，你一定有压力。
How do you reduce?
我现在问的每一个人，我都知道他没有压力。
Herway, how do you reduce your stress?
我做过调查。啊？大吃一顿。
I go and have a big dinner.
这也是一个方法。
And the more spicy food, the better.
以毒攻毒。好。Surfing.
I surfed the net and take a nap, and I felt better.
Okay. 这边的人，你们有谁自愿？你们面对压力怎么样解压？
This side, how do you relieve your stress? Anybody?
Exercise.
这个好，这个好。 Yes.
运动不错，运动不错。
Exercise is good to relieve stress.
不管是今生来世都很好，运动。
睡觉。 Sleep, eat, and sleep.
你还能睡吗？ 好啊。
Good, you can sleep.
上帝祝福。
God bless you.
不错，这种人压力越大还能睡觉。
That's great. You, under a lot of pressure, you still can sleep. That's pretty good.
请问你唱什么歌？
And what kind of song do you sing?
Hello?
What kind of song
你唱什么歌? 压力大你唱什么歌?
To sing happy songs when you're under stress.
还有没有? 还有没有?
Anybody else?
贝斯压力也不小。
Bessie, you have a lot of stress. How do you relieve stress?
如果真的很伤心很压力的话,
okay, I pray first and I go sleep.
你们还有没有人说我要分享一下我怎么减压很有效又永恒价值有没有
Anybody want to share how massage
按摩这个也很事实不要讲哪一个公司不能有宣传这里 压力还不够。对对对。
I pray.
这个是标准答案。我们没有先演练啊，这是。
He said sometimes sleep and eating that doesn't work for me, so I pray and that worked for me.
你说牧师，你这个减压怎么面对减压跟生命的粮有什么关系呢
？You may say how relieving stress and the bread of life has any connections.
绝对有关系。
They are connected.
主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
Jesus said I am the bread of life.
其实主耶稣的意思就是我就是你没有就活不下去的那一个。
Jesus, what he meant is that if you don't have me, you won't be able to go on living.
我们听通常听到这话都是觉得很肉麻。我不知道你怎么翻译肉麻。有谁可以翻译？我们现在共同来翻译。It's a
that your skin be numb.
不对不对，那是打麻药吗？你们有没有讲到通常讲说如果没有你我就活不下去通常是在
you heard that, if I don't have you I won't be able to live on
通常是在什么样的情况有这样的话
under what circumstance that people say that
梁山伯祝英台是吧
when they are in a romance right? without you I cannot live
没有你我就要死了
without you I'm gonna die
我们在台下说你放心你死不了的
we say under the stage don't worry you won't die
好像都是那种在热恋的少男少女或者头发昏的人才讲这种话是不是
only those people in a romantic relationship they talk about this kind of when they fell in love they say this kind of words
我们平常不会对任何人讲这样话
usually we won't say anything like this
其实主耶稣讲的就是这个意思
but this is what Jesus meant
他说我是生命的粮
I am the bread of life.
我是那个你不能活下去没有的那个元素。
I am the one that you cannot live without.
Amen.
Amen.
但是
But
今天很多人
But today many people
很多基督徒
Many Christians
他们来到耶稣那里
When they come to Jesus
他们就是要耶稣帮他忙
They just want Jesus to help them.
是不是这样
Is that right?
是不是这样子、啊、你说当然嘛如果耶稣不帮我忙我还找他干嘛
Of course.If Jesus doesn't help me, why should I come to him?
问题是很多基督徒做了一辈子基督徒就是只要耶稣帮他忙。
A lot of Christians, they be Christian all their life, just want one thing. Jesus help me.
主耶稣说这是不够的。
But Jesus said, that's not enough.
你要让我成为你活下去最重要的元素。
You have to let me be the reason for your existence.
今天很多基督徒就像那犹太人一样。
Many Christians are like the Jews.
今天很多非基督徒也像那犹太人一样。
And many Christians are just like the Jews.
他们就是要生存。
They just want to survive.
很多基督徒要上帝帮助他们生存。
Many Christians just want God to help them to survive.
我今天早上要邀请你。
This morning I want to invite you.
你要让主耶稣成为你生命中不可缺少的那一位。
You want to let Jesus be one that you cannot lack in your life.
的标准答案。
The perfect answer.
要怎么样减压？
How to relieve stress.
除了你的方法以外。
Besides your methods.
我是鼓励你。
I encourage you.
你就是跟神讲话。
You tell, communicate with God.
你说主啊，你说你是生命的粮。
You say, Lord, you say you're the bread of life.
你说到你那来的不会饿，也不会渴。
You say those who come to you will never go hungry or be thirsty.
我现在压力这么大。
Now I have such a great pressure, stress in my life.
心里面那么难过。
And I feel so bad inside.
求你来带领我。
Please come and lead me.
我完全的靠你。
I totally depend upon you.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神迹就要发生。
The miracle is going to happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
神迹不发生，不是因为神不愿意做。
Miracles doesn't happen not because God doesn't want to perform miracles.
是我们根本就不相信上帝。
It's because of our unbelief.
Amen.
Amen.
你找上帝帮助，上帝只是其中一个 option。
When you ask God to help you, God is only one of the options.
当他不照你的方式帮助你，就不理他了。
When he doesn't help you in the way you want it, you want to have nothing to do with him.
很多基督徒也是这样。
Many Christians are like this.
耶稣不是我们生命中的一个 option only.
God is not only an option to us.
耶稣是我们唯一的答案。
Jesus is our only answer.
但是你要去经历他。
But you need to experience him.
你一定要去经历他。
You need to experience him.
如果他是全智全能的上帝。
He is the almighty, all-powerful God.
他这样讲。
When he said this,
一定有他的原因,
he must have his reason.
所有重生得救的基督徒,
For all those who are truly born again Christians,
他都有这样经历,
they have this experience.
耶稣是他生命的粮,
that Jesus is the bread of his life.
当他在最苦的时候,
when he was going through the hardest thing in his life,
走投无路的时候,
when he came to the end of his life,
最困难的时候,
most difficult under most difficult circumstances,
真正帮助他走过去的,
and the person that helped him walk through that
就是主耶稣,
is Jesus Christ himself.
你们懂吗?
Do you understand?
你们有多少人相信人是会老的?
How many people believe that people will age and grow old?
那有的人不信,
a lot of people don't believe that.
他们一直去拉皮啊,
a lot of time go for plastic surgery.
最后就断了,
and you know, in Chinese, they keep going plastic surgery, like pulling skin, you know, and you eventually break.
这是最好的翻译，他还给你注解。 人会老的。
People will grow old.
不管你现在多年轻,
no matter how young you are,
不管你现在多漂亮,
no matter how pretty you are right now,
不管你现在头脑多清楚,
no matter how clear is your mind,
有一天都不年轻,
someday you will not be young.
都不漂亮,
would not be pretty,
头脑都不清楚,
and your brain won't be clear.
我现在有时候东西放在那, 刚刚才就是想不起来放哪里去。
Many times I have short term memory, I forgot where I put that thing just a few minutes ago.
所以这个是有一种老化的现象。
So this is a form of dementia.
当你开始有点老化的时候,
when you start getting old,
你会想我活在世界上为什么而活。
You will start asking, what am I living for?
你绝对有很多的deadline在那里。
You probably have a lot of deadlines in front of you.
也有很多urgent的thing在那里。
Maybe many urgent things to attend to.
但是我今天问你是非常重要的事。
But I ask you a very important thing.
我的答案是,
my answer is,
你要为永恒而活。
You need to live for eternity.
你要为永恒而活。
You need to live for eternity.
你所做的事情, 所花的功夫, 一定要有永恒的价值。
Everything you do got to have eternal value.
请你摇你旁边人, 叫他注意, 说你要为永恒而活。
Shake your neighbor, say you got to live for eternity. What you do got to have eternal
你们要,
value.
每个人都要做啊。 你虽然不懂那意思, 你也要摇他。
Even though you don't understand what that is,
什么,
shake your neighbor.
什么叫做为永恒而活呢?
How do you live for eternity?
你就是要为主耶稣而活。
You need to live for Jesus Christ.
你真正要找到答案吗?
You want the real answer?
下礼拜天还要再来。
Next Sunday have to come.
这是连续剧。
This is a series, you know, one by after.
Soap opera, soap drama. 耶稣是生命的粮。
Jesus is the bread of life.
他能真正的供应你。
He can truly provide for you.
你不能活着没有他。
You cannot live without him.
你要为他而活。
You need to live for him.
如果你不是为主耶稣而活。
If you don't live for him,
你仔细听我讲。
Listen carefully.
你如果不是为主耶稣而活。
If you don't live for Jesus Christ,
你迟早都要后悔。
Sooner or later you'll regret.
最晚50岁就后悔了。
At least in 50 years.
不是 in 50 years, by
age
50,
you'll
regret. 很多人不能有 50 years. 到50岁的时候一定后悔。
By age 50, you will regret.
你会觉得你所打拼这些不值得。
You will find out all the things you had labored was worthless.
在主耶稣里面,
in Jesus Christ,
有永恒的生命。
Have eternal life.
当一个人接受他做救主与主的时候, 永生就到他里面。
When one receives Jesus as his Savior and Lord, that he has eternal life.
主耶稣开始要带领你怎么样为他而活。
Lord Jesus will lead you and guide you how to live for him.
我特别要呼吁我们当中已经是基督徒的。
I want to speak to those who are already Christian.
2011马上就过去了。
2011 is going by fast.
非常快。
Very fast.
在我看来已经过去了。
To me, it's already gone.
你有没有为2012年计划?
Have you planned for 2012?
有没有?
Have you?
你要怎么样更多的认识这位生命的粮?
You want, how are you going to get to know more this bread
life? 你一定要有计划。
You need to have a plan.
不然很快你又听到我在讲道。
Or pretty soon you'll hear me preach again.
2012
is gone.
2013
is coming.
你有没有计划为2013年?
Have you planned for 2013?
求神帮助我们,
May the Lord help us.
我们要开始计划,
we have to start planning.
我们要认识这位生命的粮,
we need to know the bread of life. We need to have the bread of life inside us.
We,
someone please go and get the children to come to participate in the Lord's Supper. We want to partake the Lord's Supper. Jesus established the Lord's Supper and at the last meal that he had. So we need to increase our wines and bread. So Jesus instituted Lord's Supper and at the Last Supper.
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体为你跟我舍去的。
So the bread represents Jesus' body that was broken for you and me.
这个杯是代表主耶稣所流的血为我们所流的。
So the cup represents Jesus' blood that was shed for us.
我们要邀请那些已经重生得救受洗归入主的教会人才领受这个饼跟这个杯。
So I want to invite those who have received Jesus as their Savior and Lord and have been baptized into the church to come and participate, partake this bread and cup.
如果你还没有受洗, 你不知道我在讲什么,
if you don't know what I'm talking about and have not baptized yet, please refrain from partaking the Lord's Supper. Let's pray. And we wait for the children to come too. Let's bow our head and pray.
主耶稣啊,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们感谢你,
we thank you
因为你在我们当中,
because you are here with us.
因为你爱我们每一位,
because you love each one of us.
无论我们认识你多少,
no matter how much we know you,
你接纳我们,
you accept us.
你爱我们,
you love us.
你对我们说,
you told us
你是生命的粮,
that you are the bread of life.
你是那个真正能够让我们完全人生存下去的那一位。
You are the one that can sustain us in this life.
求你继续对我们说话。
You continue to speak to us.
对我们每一个人说话。
To speak to each one of us.
让我们思想我们到底是为什么而活。
Let us meditate on why, what we live for.
我们是不是真正的为你而活。
Do we truly live for you? We give you thanks for the bread and cup. Because you saved us. You gave your life for us. Your body was broken for us. The cup is represent the blood you shed for us. And cleanse us from our sins. May you continue to lead us in the following time. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we